Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week we give you a rapid-fire listen on events coming up, promotions, ticket deals, a trivia question, and a bit of Shocker history. This week we have a guest trivia person. She is Allie Paulson. Allie is a sophomore, middle blocker on the volleyball team from Andover Central High School. Here's Allie with this week's trivia question.
Who is the last Shocker baseball player to hit for the cycle? A. Dusty Coleman. B. Brock Rodden. C. Luke Ritter.
Very good. As always, we make you stick around to the end for the answer. Allie will be back in just a few seconds. Shocker baseball is home this weekend against the Roadrunners of UTSA. Game times 6 p.m. Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, noon Sunday. Friday is Educator Appreciation Night. Teachers get free admission with their employee ID at the ticket office. On Saturday, there's an Easter egg hunt on the field after the game. Allie is busy stuffing the Easter eggs right now. Allie, give us a little taste. What's a hint of what you're going to get in your Easter eggs?
You got chocolate. We got some gummies. Everything's pretty good. Lots of eggs. Like 1,500.
Good stuff. Yes. Who will police the people so the parents don't knock children out of the way? Is that your job to make sure there's nobody gets too aggressive on the field?
Yeah, and make sure that everybody at least gets an egg so we don't have any... But that's crying because they didn't get any eggs.
Excellent. We want everyone to go home happy with some candy and an Easter egg. Fabulous. Sunday, another opportunity to run the bases at X Stadium. WSU softball plays ECU this weekend at Wilkins Stadium. Game times are 6 p.m. Friday, 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Friday's game is Scout Night, free admission for scouts in uniform. Saturday is Hometown Heroes Day, free admissions for military, police, EMS, and healthcare workers. The first 500 fans receive a WSU cup from the Shocker store. Also Saturday, weather permitting, fireworks. Shocker bowling is in the national semifinals. Final Four action in Las Vegas begins at 11 a.m. Friday versus top-seeded Jacksonville State. Shockers are the fourth seed. Nebraska faces Youngstown State in the other semifinal. The championship final is Saturday evening. WSU Track and Field, they have their first outdoor home meet. That starts Friday at University Stadium. The KT Woodman College events start Friday evening with throws and distance races. Running events begin at 1 p.m. Saturday. Shocker Volleyball ends its spring schedule on Saturday. They will be in Kansas City for a tournament. Last Saturday, the Shockers defeated the University of Kansas in a scrimmage. Allie, of course, was there. Allie, what was the highlight from Saturday's scrimmage against the Jayhawks?
It was awesome to get the win, but I was most excited to play in front of our home crowd, let everybody see a taste of our core group that we're going to have this fall to run it back for another conference championship. I am super excited to kick things off in August.
For those who are not super familiar with spring volleyball, describe the mood, the goals, the process. What's it like to go through spring drills?
Spring volleyball is a lot of training in our gym. We do a lot of individual work, a lot of team stuff. We get about 4 matches every spring, which is good to play against some other opponents. And we always have this tournament that we do at UMKC. And that is always fun because it's all day, lots of games in against really good teams. So, yeah, it's good to kind of have a good season for us to start building with our new transfers and getting our team figured out. So that way, when August rolls around, we can just get right into it for our preseason.
There will be a lot of swings available in the middle. Morgan Stout has moved on. Tell us about your spring. What are you working on to improve and get in the mix?
Yes, we got a new transfer setter and Sarah Musial, a freshman returner. It's been a lot of middle setter work. We've been working really hard because we are known for always being very active in the middle. We're not super pin heavy like other teams in our conference. I think it's kind of what sets us apart. And so I have had a good experience working with our setters this spring to get that rolling because it's going to be super good for a team to have really active middles because that's going to take us all the way to the championship again this fall.
A long tradition of busy middles at Wichita State. So there, Allie Paulson, stuffing Easter eggs and a middle blocker. Here's Allie with the trivia answer.
Your trivia answer is A, Dusty Coleman. Coleman, a shortstop, hit for the cycle in WSU's 9-3 win over Bradley on May 16, 2008. Coleman homered in his first at-bat and a single in the fourth inning. He doubled in the sixth inning and completed the cycle with a triple in the eighth. Coleman, who played in the major leagues with the Royals and Padres, went 4-for-4 with 5 runs driven in.
Thank you, Allie. This week in Shocker history, April 9th, 2003, Wichita State third baseman Cody Clark goes 3-for-4 with a home run and a double in a 13-2 win over Kansas State at X Stadium. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.